listener production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A woman's been charged over a fatal crash in Perth South. Police allege the 29-year-old was behind the wheel of a car that crashed into another on the Kwinana Freeway in Baldivis in January. A 21-year-old woman died at the scene. The federal government is distancing itself from Paul Keating's attack on the AUKUS submarine agreement. He's labelled it the worst international decision by a Labor government ever. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Miles says a lot has changed since Mr. Keating left office.
Our obligation, the mandate with which we were elected back in May of last year, is to maintain the national security of our country in 2023. And that's what we're focused on in relation to this announcement.
A woman is shaken after a shark encounter off the coast near Albany today. Chains Beach has been closed for at least 24 hours after a 5 to 6 metre shark bit into her surf ski, knocking the woman into the water. She managed to safely get back to shore. The national unemployment rate dropped to 3.5% last month, down from 3.7% in January. Employment Minister Tony Burke warns the number could lift again in the near future.
Over the longer term, the government still expects, in line with Treasury's forecasts in the last budget, still expects these employment numbers to moderate over time.
WA's jobless figure has risen slightly to 3.9%, our highest number in 12 months. Briefly, the police minister has shot down claims the police commissioner is stepping down. In sport, Fremantle has named a near full-strength squad for Sunday's round one clash with St Kilda, but Michael Walters will be missing due to an Achilles injury. They're preparing for a new playing style from the Saints under new coach Ross Lyon. Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says they can apply a lot of pressure.
Their work rate's elite. Contest work rate and their ability to put pressure on the game. We'll be well prepared for those couple areas.
Meanwhile, the new AFL season is officially underway, with Richmond taking on Carlton at the MCG.